You guys know that double is really hard. The clarinet and bassoons generally don't double on anything, bassoon players. So there's only a couple people in town that you can count on to do that. Alan is actually, he gets called mostly for contra, more than he does bassoon. But he majored in clarinet in college, so yeah, up on Smith's where he was like way up above high C and D and stuff. Thought he did well. So anyway, any questions about that? I mean, the studio is, again, fabulous. Too bad they didn't have this room ready for us. Because we were supposed to record in here. But it's not ready, so darn. but that's that room is probably one of the best rooms in town, I think. Hopefully that was a good experience for you guys. Are there any questions about any of that before we do some critiquing? Okay. What I wanted to do today was to put your scores up on the screen here and play through them and talk about how it worked and what didn't work, why, that kind of stuff. And then if there's any time left and there's anything that you need me to talk about, I'm full of shit. So I'm going to talk about all kinds of stuff. All right. So let's let's just start.
I got my scores here.
And it'll take a while for my computer to decide that it likes to play this because it's the evil iTunes rather than anything brilliant that could actually work. I may get tired of it and go into something else. But is anybody else getting increasingly tired of iTunes? Is this like the last thing? Wait a minute, what's that? That's not you. There you are. Do you have anything else, or is this done? Is this the end for you guys?
Yeah.
And you get to go home. Mm-hmm. Are you flying again?
No. It's a orchestration folder.
Okay.
That's the first one, and that's
the
yeah.
So let's see if we can get this up here. All right, so this is as much of the score as we can see, so we can probably do it a couple times here. And then we'll give a listen to it and then talk about it. Didn't I just click on you?
Thank you.
Okay, so do you want to talk about what you were thinking about? I don't care what you were thinking about, but what techniques you used here, because there's some interesting stuff here. That first of all, you've got your cluster here, right?
Yeah.
And you've got the half step on top, but it's not you're not going for clarity of that top line, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. And so that works out really well. He's got sforzando piano, and then a crescendo on that, and
the lower section takes.
What's that?
The lower section. It's
right
like a contra melody.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they immediately go to mute. So you've got a pyramid again here. One bomb beam, is that supposed to be a crescendo into that, the mezzo forte to forte?
Yes.
Okay.
It's up there. Yeah.
Okay. And so, and here you've got a kind of a normal voicing, and this pyramid structure. You've got lots of strength on all of the guys here, and sforzando all the way. This is what brass players like to do, and. I said you were going to say, and then I just tell you everything that you did. Why don't you tell what else you did? Okay, and I'll shut up.
Yeah, it's like the prolongation of the harmony that it's on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes the same material of the trumpet, the same cellule.
The same cell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it repeats.
Mm-hmm.
And at the final beats, trumpets are in unison, but in the recording, it's they don't play together.
Oh, they're not?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think the vibraphone, it's behind.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then the horns take the same cell and develop the theme, that rhythmic thing.
Uh-huh.
Theme.
And you just guess it's a two-part again, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I messed up with the... In the trumpets with the tied stuff.
Oh yeah, that's a weird thing.
Yeah, I should erase that.
It should just be
notes
because
no ties. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then you've got unison here.
Yes.
And
then they take the melody, and the trumpets do a rhythmical comping.
Uh-huh.
All the way through, there's also the range, then the melody goes to the lower range,
right.
And then it rises again with the effects of the flutters in the horns.
Yep.
With that scale. Again, without mute, the trumpets over there.
Mm-hmm.
I try to shift sections.
Right.
And try to play with this change of colors of mutes, no mutes,
mm-hmm.
brassy, no brassy.
Good, because that if you were listening to any of Hansen's stuff, he did that a lot,
yeah.
Actually. So, yeah. Okay.
And this is like a more mellow part.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everyone with mutes here. And I love the flugelhorn, so I think it's the sweetest. For that kind of melodies.
Yeah.
And the percussion, it's like a pedal, a G pedal,
mm-hmm.
over there. I didn't hear much the Glockenspiel.
Yeah, you can probably bring that. You can probably find that more in the mix. But all right, let's listen one more time.
Yeah,
okay?
Sure.
Any questions for him? Any questions about what was going on there? A fairly complex score.
The only thing that I don't know, is that in bar that same page when I put the tuba one octave higher. Do you think it's a difficult range for a tuba over there?
No, it's a good range for tuba. It's not. I like this range for tuba.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I like this range for tuba. You can go up to C or to D. You can go up to D. He liked to do that better than on the chimbasso. A lot of people wrote the chimbasso pretty high, and that was harder on the chimbasso than it is on this. So, yeah. No, I love that sound.
Awesome.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okie doke. Then we wrote. Do we have. Who was the second one? God, what, this just whole way.
I'm Amen.
Gounod, were you there?
Gounod, yes.